From the First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank State Street Studio, this is WMVP WSHE HD2, Chicago.
This is Carmen and Yurko. Listen to Chicago's Home for Sports on the ESPN Chicago app, 100.3 HD2 and ESPN 1000.
A good Karma Brands radio station.
1 o'clock on this Thursday afternoon. Jesse and Yurko here till 2. Sylvie will be along. Jay Cutler's coming in studio this afternoon. How about that?
Jay Cutler stopping by.
Yeah, the Jay Cutler Show returns.
Sylvie's going to be all giddy,
yes,
isn't
he?
No football to talk about, nothing to attack. Just be able to, two old chums just reminiscing.
Yeah, well, Cutler's life is kind of interesting.
Yeah, sure,
sure
it is.
We'll talk about that.
Well, that's why he's coming on, I'm assuming.
Well, I hope so. And we'll talk about football, too.
I don't mean to brag or name drop, but I was in the meeting that when we decided to do the Jay Cutler Show. It was held in the back room at Joe's. It was Adam Delavitt, myself, Waddle Sylvie, John Cravens, Jim Pastor, Mark Block, and Jay Cutler. And Jay came with a presentation that was very impressive.
Really?
Yes. Yes, he had his iPad out, and he went through what his idea the show was going to be, and it was very impressive. I thought it was going to be, and it was. It was a big hit for a long time. It was a big hit.
Absolutely. Well, must listen for sure. 312-332-3776 if you want to jump on. Sort of breaking news in the world of college sports. Apparently, UCLA and USC are going to leave the Pac-10 and join the Big Ten. In a couple years. That's the word on the street. John Wilner on Twitter, who's close to the Pac-10. That is just crazy to think about, Yurko. USC and UCLA joining the Big Ten.
Well, it's crazy.
Times are changing.
It's crazy because when the 76 Rose Bowl was being played, when I was 9 years old, you know, that's the cat's meow. That's the event of all events.
Without a doubt.
There were only four on January 1, and they were always on January 1. The Rose, the Cotton, the Sugar Bowl, and the Orange Bowl. Well, those are your four bowls.
This would effectively end the Rose Bowl, right? Would effectively end the Pac-10, to be honest.
Right,
wouldn't
the Pac-10 is on life support at that point.
Let's go to Jordan in Indiana. You're on ESPN 1000. Jordan, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, I had a question. You know, yesterday I heard you guys talking about the best rosters in the division, in the NFC North. And I had a project for Yurko. If you could come up with the best 22 players in the division on both, 11 on both sides of the ball. But the question is, how many of them would be Bears? Would there be any Bears on that 22-man roster? Maybe Roquan?
Yeah, the first one I'm thinking of is Roquan. That's the first one that came to mind.
That's what I found interesting, is that that's how bad this roster is that out of the whole division, you might get one Bear, and that's pretty sad.
I'll give you kicker, and I'll do punter, and I'll even throw a long snapper in there for you. So we'll do 25.
So nobody.
And head coach. I'll do a head coach, too.
So and one, maybe one Bear, you're saying.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. There could be only one Bear here, but Roquan's the first one that came to mind.
Yeah, first one.
You also got to go with teams that play 3-4 and 4-3. What am I going to, how do I recognize
it? Well, I mean, how can Quinn not come to mind? He just set a record.
Well, Quinn can come to mind, but like I said, I've got to go through all the rosters.
Right.
And see what's happening
and what's
going on.
But the point is, it's not a great roster. It's a rebuilding team with a young quarterback that hopefully they'll grow with, who'll take steps finally.
I know there won't be one offensive lineman on that.
No.
I know there won't be a tight end on there.
No. No wide receivers.
No wide receivers coming from here. But, I mean, in Green Bay with Devontae Adams being gone, are you taking any of those wide receivers?
I mean, a couple years ago I would have said Eddie Jackson maybe, right?
I'd go Thielen and
Justin Jefferson,
yeah,
right?
Justin Jefferson.
I'll take any of those ahead.
Right.
Of the Bears ones. 312-332-3776. Brooks in Naperville. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Brooks?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's happening?
I'm talking about the USC, UCLA move to Big Ten.
Right.
I am both surprised because of the where USC, UCLA is, where the campus is at. But I understand the biz side of things. I feel like they want the Chicago market, the New York market. That's where the hot spots of the Big Ten. I think that's That's why I'm a little surprised, because where USC, UCLA is at. But at the end of the day, it's business.
Yeah, it definitely is business.
Oh, my God. Big Ten's going to cash in.
It's the number two market.
Yeah, they get L.A.
You get both teams out of the number two market. You're not going to get Pepperdine, okay? You're going for USC and UCLA, the big ones. If I'm doing that, I'm grabbing Stanford out of there, too.
Well, yeah, and maybe you, who knows, maybe there's a deal where you're forced to take one of the
Stanford, Cal,
something like that.
You control California. I'll be honest, you don't need anything from Oregon. You don't need anything from Washington.
What'd they get out of Rutgers and Maryland exactly?
Nothing except for the East Coast television market.
Right.
That's what they felt they were getting.
Right.
And you already had Penn State.
Right.
So
now you've got each coast
and
with the
Shiano,
Midwest.
Back when Shiano was there, actually Rutgers was playing solid football back in the past.
Amazing what college football has turned into. You know, I mean, Bleck's right. It's going to turn into the SEC and everyone else soon enough.
Well, the SEC and the Big Ten. It's going to be the two big ones.
It's going to be the Big 30.
And then what's the ACC? ACC's got to figure out what's going on, right?
I guess.
So who's the premier of the ACC? Is it Miami or Florida?
No.
Florida State?
Clemson, Miami, yeah.
I'm talking television, too.
I got you.
I'm talking the size of the market, too. So Miami, to me, is the big size of the market. Clemson's what, in South Carolina?
Yes.
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 Where's South Carolina?
Not in a big market.
I mean, so Clemson you get for the football and for the quality of the football, but you're not grabbing Clemson for the market by any stretch of the imagination.
And I mean, doesn't Clemson feel like an SEC team at this point?
I always
for a second I have to think about it.
Yeah, the problem with the ACC is that Florida State has been down. Right, if you guys think back to the early and mid '90s, Florida State was the powerhouse of college football, right? Like,
oh yeah,
they drove the sport.
Deion Sanders.
Clemson has kind of taken their role.
The conference can't just have one team fighting for it. You need Miami or Florida State to be just as good, and then the ACC has a little weight to it.
But I mean,
you need 3-4 teams really clamoring for it.
But Clemson would not want to join the SEC, right? I mean, maybe for a money grab, I guess, but they can be the king of the hill in the ACC. In the SEC, they'd be like any other team.
Yeah. Well, the problem is if ACC is going to disappear and go away as far as it comes to football.
That's a different story.
Right. I mean, basketball, the ACC holds its ground.
Right.
The ACC's got no issue in basketball. But in football, if that's the conference you're going to.
I mean, I guess I could get around Wisconsin versus UCLA for the Big Ten title. I guess instead of the Rose Bowl, they'd just be playing in the Big Ten.
Well, I would imagine what? You'd have to put UCLA and USC in the West.
In the West, obviously.
So they'd be in the same division with Wisconsin, Iowa, Illinois, right?
I don't like the East and the Western division. Yeah. Why would you separate Michigan and Ohio State? Smartest thing for them to do would be to separate. Yeah.
And separate USC, UCLA, same thing?
They don't play in the regular season, but they can play in the postseason.
Well, at this point, geography shouldn't matter. It really shouldn't. That's a good point.
Or you play one of each, and then you can play one from the other, but not necessarily Ohio State, Michigan every year.
Well, as I told you in our first show Tuesday, my daughter's going to Iowa, so the quicker UCLA and USC can get in there, Iowa versus UCLA in L.A., I'm there.
Yeah,
I'm
like if you look at the West, Big Ten West, if USC gets back to being a powerhouse and they're in the West, like basically you turn the Big Ten championship game into the Rose Bowl each and every year.
That's what I was
saying. You've got Ohio State, USC, Michigan, USC. I mean, let's be real. UCLA, UCLA is never good enough, but
their name.
And
they bring in eyeballs.
Well, I mean, UCLA used to be a good team. UCLA football team used to be a good team. They had players coming out of there.
Yeah,
they used to produce people. Irv Eatman, I believe, is out of UCLA, if I'm not mistaken. The offensive lineman. Freeman McNeil is out of UCLA. They had players coming out of UCLA.
Aikman was there, right?
Yep. Troy Aikman after he transferred from Oklahoma.
Yeah, that was big. 312-332-3776. The number you can watch us today and every day on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN 1000 Chicago. I do want to talk a little bit about the White Sox, and just if even in the last week you've felt even worse about them. I mean, Baltimore series, now they lose 2 of 3 to a bad Angels team. Granted, Otani was on the mound last night. I mean, there was a moment in time, Yerk, a moment about 10 days ago after they beat Verlander, after they won a game that Gausman had started, though they didn't get to Gausman. I thought that was going to be the turnaround. But I've said for about a month now, or even close to, I don't think they're going to win the division. I got Sylvie and Carmen starting to come around to my side. What's your opinion? Is this it? Are we?
No, I've got the White Sox winning the division. I still have. Yeah, I haven't gone away just because they're still playing like crap.
How long can you play?
I'm waiting until August 1st. August 1st.
Wow, the Braves.
The Braves last year really did it to you.
Right,
Braves and the Washington Nationals 2 years ago.
They really showed you the way.
2019, 2021. It happened to it the last 3 years, did it not? If it didn't happen two out of the last 3 years, I'd say it's impossible, but it has happened. And I'm still waiting for Eloy and the rest of this team to get back 100% healthy. If they get here August 1st, they're 100% healthy. They've got no excuses whatsoever. Your dilemma is if the White Sox do what they're doing now and they continue to do it the whole season, then what?
Well, you probably have to get a new manager to start there.
Then what?
If they underachieve to this point, like under 500 at the end of the year, You really do have to break up some things. You have to break up the roster a little bit and move on from the manager.
Well, your next coach, theoretically, is your pitching coach, right?
Ethan Katz? I don't know.
Isn't that what everybody has said? Ethan Katz should have been the guy that was hired in the first place?
No, a lot of people think A.J. Hinch. I mean, Katz was a first-time manager. I don't know.
No, no. There were sensitivities to A.J. Hinch because he was part of the cheating scandal.
There were. And he's not doing much
cheater.
He's not doing much right now with Detroit.
Well, they made the free agent signings. He made those.
But I can't believe.
Is he the manager or the general manager?
Tigers manager.
Manager. Yeah. So he didn't get. He wasn't the guy that signed. Yeah, he didn't sign Bias.
Well, he was in on all the meetings for Bias. Yeah. He was there. I saw them meet with him at the GM meetings.
Who makes the decision? The coach?
No,
or the manager or the
GM?
Thank you.
Manager signs off. 312-332-3776. I'm shocked to hear you say you'll give them to August.
August 1st.
I'm pretty sure.
I wish they'd be 500 right now. They're not. August 1st, if they're healthy, 100% healthy, I expect great things to happen.
Well, August is their sort of easiest month, in my opinion, and you'd think they'd get some additions. Let's say this about the White Sox. Last year, people forget, Rick Hahn and Kenny Williams went into a room before the trade deadline, went into a room and said, who's the best player on the market that we can get? And they thought it was Craig Kimbrell. Whether you agreed with them or not, at least they had that conversation. So if they have it again, you would expect them to go after a big name. An even bigger name, maybe, because they're under 500. They were in first place when they had that conversation.
Yeah, but they don't need one piece. They need two pieces.
Well, they need a left-handed bat, and they need at least one more arm for sure. We'll see. Connor McKnight at the movies coming up at 1:35. Want to get your thoughts, 312-332-3776. We're a week later, you know, after they played Toronto tough, but then they dropped the Baltimore series. Now they dropped this series. Where are you on the White side? I can't believe people are still hanging on. I really can't. God bless you all. I just don't think it's happening. We're back in a moment on ESPN 1000.
This is Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000.
See what we're up to.
See them on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
McKnight at the movies coming up at 1:35, our weekly feature on Carmen and Yurko. Jesse Rogers sitting in for Carmen. I'll be here tomorrow with Adam Abdallah as the good kid has the Friday before the holiday off. And that's what we're doing here. One of the things, ask Yurko anything about your holiday prep. 312-332-3776. Barbecuing, fireworks. We've done it all.
And
so
I apologize. I mentioned the swirl earlier. So what I do is get one of those big cups, 32-ounce cups that you get at the movie theater. It's got like the movie on it or something. It's a plastic cup. You can get them at sporting events too. Fill it with ice. Do a 10-count of Captain Morgan. I usually get the private stock. 10-count. It's got a baffler on it. So it's not just pouring out. The little baffler on there stopping it from pouring out the way it is. Nice 10-count. Fill it up with Coca-Cola. I do a little orange and raspberry bitters. Take it from one cup into the other cup. Put it back into the cup. That way you get it nice and mixed up. And then you just swirl it. You know, you grab it by the rim of the thing, and you just kind of swirl it back and forth. That's the swirl. You take a sip of that.
Regular Coke or diet?
Regular Coke. Whatever you want. Whatever you're
feeling. Feels a little too sweet.
What floats your boat?
Okay, good. I might do a diet.
You want Diet Coke? Do Diet Coke. I'll do regular Coke. Somebody wants to do Sprite.
I'm a Jack and Diet guy.
People want to put Sprite in there. Put Sprite in there. I'm not here. Dr. Pepper, do what you want. I don't care. Something like that. And then you swirl it, and it turns out to be perfect. It's like you're not even drinking alcohol. Two of those, make sure you're not driving. Two right. of those, big swirls, and boy, you're in La La Land. You'll be going to bed soon.
What was it the other way? Highway, what'd you call it the other day? Highway
Pops.
Highway Pops. Right.
Yeah, don't do that. One.
Back
now,
in the day.
Now, we referred to Highway Pops back in the mid-'80s.
Right. We don't do that anymore.
Highway Pops, but not no more. No. Yeah. No. I'm just telling you the way it was. You want me to lie and tell you a story that didn't happen?
There were no seatbelt laws back
right.
then.
Driving in the back of pickups. Nobody's thinking about
Pops
nothing.
Was
You're
common.
Up on the rail of a pickup. You know, you get dumped off. Don't land on your head. Don't be so stupid to land on your head.
Yurko, I have a question for you. Ask Yurko. You can call us at 312-332-3776. Here's my question. A lot of people are going to be throwing parties, but many will be attending parties.
I'm in favor of attending parties.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about attending a few parties.
Right.
What should I bring? I'm going to do a couple of parties. Because you can't just show up by yourself with nothing, right?
Two parties, right? You're going to two parties. My classic go-to is, depending upon how nice the parties are going to be, a nice white wine. And the white wine, because usually the ladies like their white wine, I go with a white wine if I'm going to parties. I myself have gotten a few bottles of the Carmen and Yurko, a few whiskeys. Mm-hmm. I've been bringing those to parties. But if not, you know, a bourbon of choice, I think vodka is a summer drink. You know what I'm saying? Vodka. So I pick up a couple of fifths of Tito's, you know, make sure I got four or five of those in the parties that I'm attending. And I always just bring a nice bottle of vodka and say, here you go.
Just don't re-gift like I did one year when Carmen gave me a bottle and I brought it to Waddles for the Super Bowl.
And Carmen looked at you and said, wait a minute, I gave this to you.
But I think we did that on the air. Is that terrible etiquette? I just took it from my stash and it happened to be that one.
Well, you didn't want to buy something new.
Well, but I had bought the other alcohol that was in my stash.
You looked at
it. It wasn't opened, right?
No, of course not.
But he looked at what was there and goes, what won't I drink? And he goes, I won't drink that. And so that's why he took it. We've all done it. I ain't got time to go to a liquor store. What won't I drink? Boom. I'm not going to drink that.
I honestly did not do it that way. I just grabbed basically the first thing.
I don't think that's a problem.
You don't think that's bad? Most people
no,
probably
because
do.
Like
if you don't get caught, is it a problem?
Yeah, right. Carmen's not there with his eagle eye scoping it out.
You would have been fine.
That's because it was Eagle Rare, and Carmen knew he had given him Eagle Rare.
Because if it wasn't that bottle, would have been something else that I had bought.
Sure, right.
From my stash.
Right.
Just didn't feel like going to the
liquor
store.
You know how guilty you are right now. Don't worry about it.
I brought it up. I don't want to be guilty.
Carmen caught me regifting one too.
Oh, he did.
Guilty as charged.
What is with this guy? How do you catch you?
Guilty as charged. He was over at my house and he asked for it. And I couldn't find it.
Just tell me he drank it. Yeah. He's too aware. He's hyper aware on what he's giving out.
That's annoying.
Yeah, no. We should have a day where we all bring in something Carmen has given us before and act as if we're giving him new presents.
Right. We should. 312-332-3776. Just having some fun on this Thursday afternoon. Free agency in the NBA starts later today. Been talking a little bit about the White Sox. They have the day off and then play at San Francisco. I can't imagine the White Sox outfield defense in that ballpark. We'll see. Let's go to Paulie Cheesecake, one of your guys.
Paulie, what's going on, kid?
My birthday's Monday.
Happy birthday.
I'm going to be 50.
50 years old. Big celebration.
Wow.
Are you having a party, Paulie, in Jersey?
We already had a party because people aren't going to be here for my birthday. We had food from Campania. We had Filipino food. I got a Miss Pac-Man game.
You got to miss Pac-Man game.
Ask him if his birthday falls on July 4th every year, Yerk.
Yes, it does. I got to miss Pac-Man game. By the way, I want the Bulls to get Rudy Gobert. Trade Patrick Williams at boost events.
Well, that's actually the smartest thing that's been said on this show today. Yeah. I'm with you.
Okay, listen, Paulie, did any of your lady friends come by?
And we also played Texas Hold'em, too. I dealt that.
Oh, poker. Ooh. You played poker. Were you the house collecting all the money?
No, it wasn't for real money. I'm going to worry about that later. And I'm still coming to Chicago in October or November. I'm getting a tattoo done there.
Oh, what kind of tattoo are you getting, Paulie?
Paulie Cheesecake.
Oh, what are you going to get, across your back or your lower back?
No, my left arm.
Left arm, that's nice.
Yes.
All right, Paulie, happy 4th of July and happy birthday.
Yeah, and listen, I'll call back real soon because I want to have Carmen's reaction to what happened.
Yeah, all right. Hey, listen, good luck in volleyball. I know you're still playing.
I'm trying. Okay, thank you. Okay.
All right. You got it.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm fine, too. Yeah.
How about that? His 50th birthday on America's birthday.
That is wonderful.
He's going to have a big day out there in New Jersey.
That is wonderful.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, he's the best. Pauly Cheesecake. Do you know that's going to be 250 years?
No.
In 2026?
Oh, okay. I was saying not this year, is it?
2026, well, it'll be 250.
The city of Philadelphia has all the All-Star games that year.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they do. The Bicentennial. Right.
No, they've already secured
alive.
At least two of them.
I got you.
Maybe three.
I was alive for the Bicentennial.
I was too. I remember it. Don't you? I remember it.
Oh, I remember it like it was yesterday. Yeah. I went to Memorial Park. They had a big to-do there.
It was a big
deal.
And
there was an egg-tossing competition.
Simpler times.
Much simpler times, yeah.
Hey, we had a tweeter ask, you know, the hot dog eating contest happens on July 4th.
Coney Island, yes.
How many could you do in 10
minutes? Five. I don't eat hot. I'm not a glutton anymore. I don't try to eat anything for speed. I once put 9 Reese's peanut butter cups in my mouth, and it took me about 25 minutes to chew them down. And digest them all. And the Gridiron Assassin came because I said it. He came here with 9 of them. And I put them out in front of me and I put them all in my mouth. If you're going to make a boast like that, you've got to go ahead and when challenged, you got to be able to perform.
My wife, and she can't be the only one, like, she can't even watch that contest.
Right.
It's like, you know, it's
can I give a shameless plug?
Yeah, go ahead.
Chris and I will have Joey Chestnut on the program this evening.
Nice!
Joey Chestnut will be joining Bleck and Abdallah later on this evening.
10-time defending champ or something?
Yeah, something like that.
I think it's more than that.
76, I think, is the record.
Is Joey in the process of purging the system?
So that's the... I think that they, so you can't, that's the big question, right? What do they do beforehand? Do you not eat? Because if you don't eat, your stomach shrinks. You need to keep that stomach expanded.
You gotta do something.
So I believe when I read stuff about like Kobayashi, he used to eat big meals beforehand, like days beforehand, to keep his stomach expanded.
The elasticity has to remain.
Let me ask you guys if you think this is a good question. In competitive eating, is dipping the hot dog in the water the equivalent to football's forward pass or the NBA's three-point shot? Because, like, think about it.
I'm sure
at one point the hot dog contest, it was just eating the hot dog.
Right.
And then someone dared to be different and dipped that thing, that sucker, in water and started scarfing them down.
The problem is it cheating? Is it like deflating your football?
Right.
I think it kind of is, to be honest.
Is it like using Tiki Stack or the Icky Stack or whatever it was,
right.
The ticky-tacky stuff on baseball?
Yes,
I think it is cheating.
So should I ask that question?
It disintegrates the bread into water to like you're drinking.
Yeah, right.
I agree, right. It's not the same as
I think it's cheating. Not only that, I think...
Stuffing your face with them.
I think they should all be Chicago-style hot dogs with sport peppers,
tomato,
a pickle. Then you're not getting the audacious numbers of 79. You're actually watching people chew food, not inhale food. Chew and eat food.
Ask him if he puts ketchup on his hot dog.
So Joey Chestnut has the records for hot dogs, hard-boiled eggs, donuts, pulled pork sandwiches, Taco Bell soft-shelled beef tacos, chicken wings, crystal hamburgers, shrimp wontons, mutton sandwiches, Twinkies, chicken wings, Big Mac sandwiches, tamales, grilled cheese sandwiches, gyoza, pastrami sandwiches, ice cream sandwiches, Hostess donuts, pierogies, sausage and cheese, kolaches, croquettes, and pepperoni rolls.
Are you kidding me?
He has the record for all of those foods.
How's he upright? How is he still breathing?
Well, I want to know what he... Are there any things that he holds the record for that he doesn't like eating, but he just wants to hold the records for?
That's a good thing to know, too. Can I tell you... no, I don't want to say that. That's not what
you're editing yourself.
Well, no, I'm editing myself. But what I want to do is put this out there for my guy Jesse.
Yeah,
you talked about your kids traveling, being out there. You and the missus are going to be out on the 3rd, having a good time. Jesse's in a dilemma. He doesn't want to do it. I'm going to do it for him.
Oh.
Jesse needs a boat. Jesse wants to be out on Lake Michigan. Okay, on a boat
on the 4th.
His preference is to rent a boat. But if not being able to rent a boat, because you're probably too late to rent a boat for Lake Michigan for July 4th, Jesse would love to be a guest. Him and his wife would love to guest on your palatial motorcraft out on the water. He's embarrassed. He doesn't want to ask, but he does. I'll do it for you.
I promise not to re-gift a bottle of wine that we bring.
That's right. Call. And it'll be more
what
than
do you
the...
think you are, a hot 20-something?
Right. Come on. That's what he thinks.
You're asking to not... get on a boat?
Hey, buddy, I want to go to the playpen, buddy.
What are you bringing to the boat?
No, yeah, he's
bringing
I'm
bringing a bottle of wine and my
wife.
No,
5-liter box. The 5-liter box of Chianti. He's coming with it. 5-liter box of Chianti. He'll promise maybe some edibles or some gummies.
Play
God
pen,
forbid.
Buddy. I'll bring play some pen. Gefilte fish.
All right. That's all I'm saying. I mean, contact him any way you can, any way you want. Poor Jesse, the guy, doesn't have a boat. All the guys here.
I have no way to entertain my wife on the
former
4th.
Program
my
director.
My kids are out of town.
The former program director had a boat, but it's out on Cape Cod now because he's in Boston.
Flom got rid of his boat.
One of our guys got rid of his boat. He's got a child now. Boat had to go.
Right.
He's trying to buy diapers and formula. It's through the roof now, thanks to Biden. But, had to sell a boat so he could pay for diapers.
What happened to neutral?
There
what happened to neutral?
Is.
What happened to neutral?
On America's birthday almost, Yurko takes a shot. All right. We've got McKnight at the movies coming up, and we'll talk to Sylvie. We'll crosstalk with him at 2. Stay tuned. This is Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000.
Listening to Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000. Follow at Carmen DeFalco and at Yurko64 on Twitter.
Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
McKnight at the Movies. Connor McKnight recreates classic cinema on Carmen and Yurko, only on ESPN Chicago.
They do it every week on the Carmen and Yurko Show. It's time for McKnight at the Movies, brought to you by the Village of Elmwood Park. Today's winner is going to get a gift card for Armand's Pizzeria. So as soon as you know the movie, give us a ring, 312-332-3776. The first one to guess correctly will win. Black, take it away.
All right, here you guys go. Connor McKnight, his first clue. He's doing play-by-play of a movie. Here it is.
Our scene opens in a hospital. The mood immediately is somber. Two men are visiting a patient. This patient has had his life irrevocably changed. His once fast-paced, high-speed, pedal-to-the-metal way of doing everything has come to a sudden and crashing halt. The patient is grappling with his new reality, clearly mourning the loss of a relationship he no longer finds viable since his physical limitations are so grotesque. As he expresses his acceptance concerning the woman he loves moving on, the looks from his two friends are changing from sympathy to exasperation. They're not turning on their friend. Far from it. They've come to visit armed with some hard truth.
I thought I had it.
Thoughts?
I thought I had it, and then I got waylaid by some of the minutiae, some more of the stuff that have cut the details that were coming
out. Yeah, me too, actually.
That's what I thought it was. It's the first thing when it said hospital bed, that's exactly where I was at.
I believe we have a caller already that's got it, and I think the Twitchers have figured it out. But here's clue number two.
After a brief debate, they decide to level with their friend. A bit on our actors. All three are legends in their own right. The patient is more or less the ringleader of this film, and about four or five more in the same vein, all released in the early to mid-2000s. Hit it big on TV, and like many from this show, went on to movies. He struck oil. The enormous man about to tell the truth to his friend was one of the most beloved actors' actor. A local product, he passed far too young 10 years ago this fall. The third shared a very close friendship with our main actor until just recently. He's most known for comedy, but has hit it in a few dramatic roles as well. Back to the scene. While his two friends are at first loath to share this news, it's hitting him with the full force of a car crash, something he's familiar with. This news, it's good news, but he's devastated by it.
I felt like I was on the right path.
Am I pulling John Candy here?
Yeah, well, or Farley.
That sounds personal, but
Farley.
Tom Farley?
Right, Chris Farley.
I just watched Uncle Buck the other night.
No, it was 10 years ago. Farley died a long time ago.
Yeah. He died 10 years ago.
Are you guys ready for the final clue?
Yeah, just go. Right.
He can't hear the honesty from his friends and instead lashes out at what he can only hear as lies. Vicious insults pour from this poor southern man like venomous exhaust from a hellish tailpipe. His friends, rocked by his anger, will not engage in this delusion any longer. The big guy yells back and does his best to pierce the illusion under which his hospital-gowned friend is enchanted. In a final desperate act to prove to his friends he's no longer the man he once was, he has grabbed a knife. He's threatening physical self-harm to show these two doubting Thomases that he's bound to this chair. Pot committed, he drives the knife into his leg, and we learn the brutal, hilarious truth.
He's absolutely fine.
He can totally walk. He'll live to race again. The only thing he has to overcome now is the fact that he spiked his thigh with a knife. That and figuring out how to drive with a live cougar in his car.
You ain't first, you last.
Let's go to Tom in Wicker Park. You got it?
It's Talladega Nights.
It is.
Yeah, Talladega Nights.
The Ballad of Ricky Bobby. You know what I went with? I went with Days of Thunder. Let's hear the reveal, guys.
It's okay for her to seek the comfort of other men. Because, you know, she's got to run wild. You can't keep something like that back.
Hold on, man. Hold. We got to tell him. No, I don't care what the doctor said. We got to tell him now.
Ricky, the doctor told us that we should let you work it out in your own sweet time. But, Ricky, you can walk.
What'd you just say?
He's telling you the truth, man. It's all in your head.
You sick sons of... I mean, you walk in that door on your two legs all fat and cocky and looking at me in my chair and you tell me it's all in my head? I hope that both of you have sons, handsome, beautiful, articulate sons who are talented and star athletes and they have their legs taken away. I mean, I pray you know that pain and that hurt.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. Don't you put that on us. You are not paralyzed.
I am so paralyzed.
No.
Rough on him now.
No, he needs to know.
Okay.
He's always crying.
That's tough love it is, tough love. Wake up, idiot.
You want to know what I am? You want to see what my life is?
Don't do it.
You want to see what's going on here?
Don't you stick that knife in your leg.
That's good. That's good.
So instead of getting the parody, I got the real movie, the Days of Thunder movie.
Right.
So I didn't get the parody of that movie.
I was way off.
Oh, man.
I was way off.
What did you think, Jesse?
At first, the first clue, I thought it was like Iron Man. On the beginning of the first clue.
That's great.
You know, that movie also spawned, and it's obvious that it spawned Step Brothers, but basically Adam McKay was making that movie and was like, you know what would be funny? If we just got John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell in a room and just got them improvising, and they made Step Brothers.
And are they still talking, by the way? Aren't they?
No, the story's over the Lakers show.
The Adam McKay and Will Ferrell are not happy with each other.
And the communication between the two, and McKay blames it on himself, that he should have communicated it better. And he didn't, but that's because he knew the reaction that Will Ferrell would have when he told him he said, let me just avoid it.
So then John C. Reilly calls him and he's like, I've got the part. You're taking the part,
right?
You know,
yeah,
and that
stunned,
strained everything.
Yes,
Tom wins that gift card to Armand's Pizzeria. 312-332-3776 is the number if you want to jump on. Jesse Rogers, Yurko here until 2. Sylvie's going to be along for Crosstalk at that point. You can watch us today and every day on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Yurko is off tomorrow. Then you and Carmen reunited on Tuesday after the holiday. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I didn't know if you're on vacation all next week.
No. I'll be back Tuesday. July 5th, I'll be back.
I don't know if you're
July
6th.
July 6th, we've got a wonderful little event we've got going on. Keep it quiet.
Yes.
So it's for something else.
Station thing.
Yeah, we got something going on that day.
So it's going to be a busy week next week.
Yeah, I don't have a vacation up until August. August, I take a full week. But up to that point, I take a couple days
Every day I come in the office, you're going to the website to put
in. No, actually, I did it through the holidays. I did it all the way through December.
Yeah.
Up until the end of the year. I took the days that I'm supposed to take. I got two floaters that I can still use.
And what a nice boss we have. Danny's like, I'll approve whatever you put in.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I'm not doing nothing crazy.
He takes care of you.
Well, you want to, I mean, what are you saying?
I'm not saying anything.
Am I putting something salacious to the system that's going to be rejected
somehow? Sounds like Jesse's jealous of your days here.
I think we all get the same amount of days, I mean, if I'm not mistaken here, guys.
No, I'm assuming you have more.
In the radio business.
Jesse gets double. He gets vacation days from ESPN Bristol. He gets ESPN vacation days from Good Karma Brand.
I'm not jealous. You negotiate what you deserve.
I'm not jealous of anything.
I'm not jealous of you.
Jealousy.
I don't get double vacation.
You're like a teacher. You're like the you get the whole off season.
You get the whole summer off.
Oh yeah, sure I do.
Yeah. Where are you at in December? No, what are you doing?
Winter meetings. You get to sit at the bar with the owners and
Rob Manfred sitting in a hotel bar.
I'm down in Miami, Florida, enjoying everything.
That's freaked out.
Walking through the hotel bar. Here comes Jed Hoyer, guys. Oh hey, yeah, I don't need to talk to him right now.
I'm in Dallas, Texas right now, enjoying everything that life has to offer. In San Diego, California, covering the winter meetings, my wife happens to be with me.
The best phrase is they're kicking the tires on. I hear the Cubs are kicking the tires on Correa.
That's not a bad one.
There's 7 inches of snow on the ground in Chicago, but I'm live from San Diego for the winter meetings.
Live from New Orleans, we're here.
There's nothing even going on, but I'm in New Orleans.
There's nothing wrong with it, kid. Take your days when you got them.
All right, we're back in a moment on ESPN 1000.
See what Carmen and Yurko are talking about on Twitch.
Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
This is Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Yurko, you know what's coming up on August 20th? We just announced it earlier this week. Huge event.
It's a football fest.
I mean, this is the place to be in the Chicago area. Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana. Doors open at 10 a.m. It is ESPN Chicago's football fest. It's free. Registration is required at ESPNFootballFest.com. So it's going to be all the ESPN talent talking sports betting, Bears, and fantasy football. Think about that. Years past, couldn't really do a lot on sports betting. It wasn't legal.
That's right.
Now it's part of the vernacular here in Chicago.
And remember, fire code calls for only so many occupants in the room. So though everything is free, there is a limited amount of people that could be in that place.
Must be 21 years or older to attend. More guests that will be attending will be announced soon.
Yes.
So it's the ESPN town here and then some outside guests as well. That's August 20th at Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana. Starts at 10 a.m. That sounds like a great, great day. 312-332-3776. We'll crosstalk with Sylvie at 2. It's going to happen.
This is breaking news.
Jay Cutler in
on
studio.
Chicago's home for sports.
Sorry, Jesse.
ESPN 1000.
The NBA would like a word. We have free agency that will begin at 5 p.m. tonight. But there has been a trade request by one of the best players in the entire league.
Uh-oh.
Both Woj and Shams are reporting that the Brooklyn Nets are working with Kevin Durant to find a trade partner. Kevin Durant has requested a trade. Yep.
Kevin Durant, Harden just opted out in order to sign back so they could, supposedly, that team might be breaking up.
Shams and Woj, Kevin Durant has requested trade out of Brooklyn.
Kyrie has opted in.
Opted in. Right, that's what I meant. Harden has opted out.
Yeah, but you can only take so much of Kyrie and his nonsense.
Yeah. Right.
So, Bulls fans.
What is this
Kevin
mean?
Durant.
312-332-3776. He also has a relationship through USA Basketball with Zach LaVine.
Mm.
We know Zach is back in the mix, that he is planning on signing a deal
Zach
with the Bulls.
Is back.
So let's say,
what do we send?
Is there something out there that the Bulls could do to go chase Kevin Durant today?
What are we sending? What are
everything
we sending?
That isn't
everything
tied
that's
down.
Not Zach LaVine. Yeah.
Everything that's not.
I mean,
tied
you
down.
Got you got Tamar, you got Patrick Williams.
But does this mean does this mean the Nets are breaking up as we know it?
Who cares?
I mean, it must be.
Who cares?
Yeah, I don't care.
I mean,
come
on. Care
about
I the
don't
Nets.
Care.
Well, but my point is, there's a lot of talent there to be had.
My point is, Jesse, the girl's single now. Go get her.
That's right. Yeah. I'm with you. 3-1.
By the way, Jess, that was an example of breaking news.
That was
a story we used the sounder for.
That's breaking news right there.
I mean, that the power in the East is changing in you know,
So Pat Williams would be in that, in that, right? Pat Williams, Vooch should be in that, right? You got to get the money up there.
Yep.
Vooch, Williams, give me some names, guys.
You probably have to throw Coby White in there just for giggles.
Blanks and giggles, Coby White. You guys said everything bought, right? Io?
Sure.
Of course he's, he's not someone
if
that
he
you...
If he wants to play with Zach, you throw in everything except for Zach.
You keep a Caruso. I need some I need some mortar guys.
You need defense.
I need mortar guys. Lonzo Ball's going to stay too?
Yeah, I mean, I guess this is all up to Kevin Durant on where he wants to go. You know, like usually the way this stuff works, like the teams on the coast are usually the teams that attract stars like this. So you look to L.A., both teams, then also Miami.
Miami
is the other one. Miami's damn close to getting there, right? So is Miami a destination that Durant wants to go to? And then you look at other spots around the league.
Maybe Philadelphia.
No, I think the way it turns south with Harden probably would deter Durant to want to go to Philly. But, I mean, I would imagine on the short list, the Bulls are a team that's missing that number one star. That's, you know, they were a hot story throughout the
year. What is Durant, 50?
52.
No, how old is he? 30 what? 34? I think he's 34, if I'm not mistaken. 35, maybe.
You like without knowing what he 33? Wants, you could at least see the Bulls being on the sort of the
radar.
Yeah, on the radar.
Yeah, the short list,
right. Maybe not number one or two.
They're on the come.
But certainly on the radar if the deal is right. Boy, did that thing blow up in Brooklyn quickly, didn't it? Wow.
That's the way it works sometimes. You think it looks good on paper, then you get it together finally. Well, and you get it together only for the road games, not really the home games.
I'd say toss us into another team to keep your eyes on. So the Nets have also made a different move. They traded for Royce O'Neal from the Jazz for a first-round pick in 2023. Are the Jazz now going to start pulling apart their pieces? Is Gobert available? Is Donovan Mitchell available? So something to keep your eyes on there,
new coach there.
Since they're trading away a very good bench or a very good starting piece in Royce O'Neal for a first-round pick.
How about the Mavericks? Would Kevin Durant
That'd be interesting.
Think about the Mavericks and Mark Cuban and the way he treats his people there if Brunson is leaving?
Well, the East is still more winnable than the West, right? We agree with that for the most part. Although the Celtics and Heat are still there, I'm just wondering where he wants to go, if he wants to
I'm just trying to find viable options, you know? You've got to start
John Morant is already tweeting at Durant. Oh, so, you know, Memphis is out there. I mean, I would say it's open season for the entire league.
Levine better be on the phone right now.
Yep.
Let's go. We're friends. We're buddies. We've played together.
Where would he want to go? And why not Chicago, Abdallah? Why not?
I mean, maybe he likes ketchup on his hot dogs. I don't know.
Boy, Sylvie's going to have a field day with this for the
maybe
next
Maybe he doesn't
hours.
Want to be cussed at the Wiener Circle.
Yeah, maybe. But this the Bulls should just throw everything.
He's trying to get away from Friedel.
Yeah.
Hey. Durant comes to Chicago, Friedel returns.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. It
right?
Was.
Man,
we were just talking to Nick last night about it. He's like, oh, my year next year is going to be so crazy.
It never ends.
That's actually a pretty good imitation right there.
Oh, it's going to be so crazy.
Got Kevin and Kyrie.
I mean,
it's going to be crazy.
If the Bulls pull off a trade for Kevin Durant, this city will explode.
I do know earlier in the week, remember when there was, before Kyrie opted in, there were rumors that possibly from Shams that Durant may want to request a trade. And I know Boston started to go nuts. Boston started to put together trade options and fans of the Celtics trying to suggest that they could trade Brown and Tatum for Durant, all these different combinations. So maybe Boston's an option. I don't know.
So, but right now, I mentioned before, Harden and Durant are out there. Right? They're both out there.
Yeah, but Harden has indicated.
He's going to come back. One's a free agent. I'm just saying, in terms of
technically
talent,
they are,
both are out there, both coming off of East teams, whatever. I guess Harden's going to go back to Philly, but this is interesting. I mean, the balance of power is changing in a matter of seconds here in the East. The Heat and Celtics are still at the top, but the Bulls.
Milwaukee's right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Milwaukee's at the top, 76ers, then Celtics, Heat.
Well, the 76ers, yes, but without Harden.
No, he opted out to resign.
Yeah. Supposedly. We'll see. It's not done yet.
No.
But what was Brooklyn was a 7 or 8 seed, right?
Yeah, and they lost in the first round. Here's Woj with a follow-up. As the Nets prepare to move from one of the most valuable trade assets ever on the trade market, the entire roster is available to discuss in deals, per ESPN. So if the Bulls see something else that they want from the Nets, if you can't land Durant, everything is available, apparently.
Kyrie!
I'm good on that.
Yeah, I think most people are. All right, we will crosstalk with Sylvie. Huge NBA news as free agency begins. Kevin Durant asking for a trade, and apparently everybody on that team is now available, which is kind of what I was saying. I've got the final word brought to you by Wendy's.
Carmen and Yurko present today's final word.
Because you had to be a big shot, didn't you? You had to open up your mouth.
Today's final word.
You had to have the last word
on Carmen and Yurko.
But it's ridiculous that you can do weed and you can gamble and you can't buy a firework
you
and light it off. I say.
With the half words.
Cool, Jess. Real cool.
You can do weed.
Real cool.
You got it.
Hello, fellow kids.
You can do weed.
You know what I mean.